the Lamb upon his throne. Hark how the heavenly anthem drowns all music but its own. Awake, my soul, and sing of him who died for thee.
Welcome, everybody, to the Word of the King here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. And we want to say welcome one, welcome all to the program today, especially our surrounding city and state, our countries near and far, as well as those who called 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. Just press the number one, join the conversation. We'll be glad to hear from you, especially when we are getting into a very interesting topic today. We are in the last days. We are in the last days. Amen. And after we hear the clips that we're going to be hearing today, you will be definitely assured that we are in the last days. So, this is the word of the King, as Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 4 says,
where the word of the King is, there is power, and who may say unto him, what doest thou?
Amen. And as you could tell, the Bible says where the word of the King is, we may say unto him, what doest thou? Well, we can't tell a king what we mean. It's kind of weird to be asking a king what he's doing, because he's the one who's got the authority. That's why it says, there's power in the word of a king. And the king, the KJV, the Authorized King James Version, God Almighty, when he says something, when you're questioning him like Eve did, well, then you've got real trouble. Question the word of the king. Amen. All right, so tonight we want to get right into it. Now, first of all, we want to remind everybody, if you wish to get a copy of this program or any program here at the Six Eyes Radio Network, it's very easy to do. Just first, you'll need to download the iHeartRadio app, the iHeartRadio app. Once you've done that, go to your iHeartRadio. Then on the search box, type in Six Eyes Radio. That's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S space radio, R-A-D-I-O. Click enter. Two options will pop up, Six Eyes Radio and Six Eyes Radio Network 2. You'll want to click on both of those and subscribe to both. Subscribe to both. Why? Because Six Eyes Radio Network is where you're finding this program here, The Word of the King, as well as other great programming. And then Six Eyes Radio Network 2 is our station 2, where you'll find some extra programming that you will not want to miss. So you'll want to get on that as well. And you'll be able to get all of the programming. And then if you wish to call into either station, station 1, you call 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. And then, of course, station 2 is 515-605-9340. But right now, you are listening to The Word of the King on station 1 at 1 p.m. Eastern here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. And, of course, you call in 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. Now, if you wish to contact Brother Timothy Gruver about any questions or comments on the program you hear today, or about any program here on The Word of the King, you contact him at thewordoftheking av1611@hotmail.com. Again, thewordoftheking, A as Adam, V as Victory, 1611 at hotmail.com. Then, of course, if you would like to give him a donation to continue the work here at The Word of the King, you go to our website, Holiness, H-O-L-Y-N-E-S-S, Bibles, plural, B-I-B-L-E-S, for, F-O-R, the, T-H-E, blind, B-L-I-N-D, .org. Once you've entered that in your browser and clicked enter, and our website comes up there, click Sow the Seed Ministries, go down that page until you see Love Offerings, click that, and you'll be on his secure PayPal page where you can make a donation to Sow the Seed Ministries, which is Brother Timothy Gruver's secure page for his PayPal, where you can use your credit card and or PayPal account to make a secure donation with either your credit card or PayPal account. And any donation you send him is greatly appreciated, and God will richly bless you. If you wish to send a donation to Holiness Bibles for the Blind, you just stay right there on the homepage of holinessbiblesfortheblind.org. Go straight to the bottom of the homepage. You'll see a Love Offerings link where you can make a secure donation using your credit card and or PayPal account. And then also you have the option of check or money order. You send that to Holiness Bibles for the Blind, made payable to Holiness Bibles for the Blind, P.O. Box 471, Ashtabula, Ashtabula, Ohio, 44005. Again, make any check or money order payable to Holiness Bibles for the Blind, send to Holiness Bibles for the Blind, P.O. Box 471, Ashtabula, Ashtabula, Ohio, 44005. And God will richly bless you. And we thank you for any love gifts you send. Now, if you wish to send any love gifts to the Six Eyes Radio Network, just send them to Six Eyes, of course, first via PayPal. You do that by entering the email address on paypal.com, i6@gmail.com. That's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6 at gmail.com. That's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6 at gmail.com. If you're a Cash App user, just enter $ S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit 2, digit 4, again, $ S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit 2, digit 4, and in both cases, you enter the amount of your love gift, and God will richly bless you. Now, if you wish to send a check or money order to the Six Eyes Radio Network, just contact Brother Six at his email, sixeyes6@gmail.com. In the subject line, just put donation information requested. In the body of your email, just indicate you're needing to send a check or money order to the Six Eyes Radio Network and need to pay to and snail mail information to send that check or money order. Amen. All right. Well, let's get right into our program today. We got quite a few clips, and we will be talking about the last days. But first, Ruthie, we need you to read our scripture that we want people to understand right from the get-go. This is in Revelation chapter 13, verses 16 to 18. Revelation 13, 16 through 18.
Okay, I got that just a second here.
All right. Because this is going to be important in light of the clips we're sharing.
Oh, all right.
Revelation 13, 16 to 18.
Okay, I got the Bible here. Revelation 13, 16 to 18. And he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666.
Now, let us take close inventory of what this text said. It did not say the mark of the beast is going to be on, visible, on the forehead, or on the hand. See, some people have believed this is going to be a tattoo, something visible. I don't think so, because the Jewish people are very much opposed to tattoos. So, obviously, God's people, the Jews, are going to, would reject a tattoo outright. The Bible says that even if it were possible that he, the devil, would deceive even his God's very elect. So in this situation, this being the devil using his mark to get people to worship him, he's going to pull a sly one. He's not going to use something that is going to be visible. Going to use something in, notice the word there, not on, not O-N, but I-N. I-N. Indian Nancy. In. Not on. Not over Nancy, but in. Indian.
Yeah, amen.
Indian Nancy. Now, a Jewish person is not going to object to something being put in, because obviously, for years now. You never heard of a Jewish person being in objection to surgical implants, such as stents in their hearts, or medical surgical plates being put in their bones, and screws and stuff. So the devil knows this, so he's going to use something surgical that could be implanted in their forehead or in their hand. And then he will use it under the guise of, well, this is a new banking system. It's a new way of doing banking, and he'll make it sound very good. Hey, imagine a credit card, a bank card that you never can lose. Now, could you picture that?
Something different, though.
I mean, picture, Ruth. I'm talking to you right now, so picture this. Okay, picture someone coming to you and saying, Ruthie, we got this new high-tech bank card. You never have to write a check again. You don't have to do anything. You're never going to lose your bank card again. No one else will ever get it. No one can accidentally steal it from you. No one will steal your identity again. All you got to do, it's going to be in your hand. All you got to do is slide your hand under this. You get your groceries, they scan them. Then you just slide your hand under the scanner and boom, it automatically deducts your grocery bill right from your account.
Be a lot easier than what we do now, but you know what? I think you and I will be in heaven with the rapture, because I think that's going to happen after we're gone.
Well, true, but I'm just saying, think about it. If you were around for that, how easy you could fall for that.
Too many people will, unfortunately.
Exactly. Even you, right there. As soon as I said it that way, if you were around, even you sounded like you could easily fall for it. As the Bible says, if it were possible, if it were possible, he would deceive even God's very elect. Why?
God will be in heaven. We won't have to worry about it. We know about it. But people who don't read their Bibles, that's why it says in the Bible about read. And, you'll know the scripture I'm talking about. That
right.
You're supposed to read.
Right. Yeah. But my point being, it's going to be so tempting. It will be so tempting, just like in the Garden of Eden, the devil got Eve to look. And then all of a sudden that tree looked good for food. It was desirable. It was just so tempting. She just had to have it. Well, this is going to be the same situation. This new digital currency, the CBDC. And we're going to find out that now they're talking about how they're going to implement it. Is it's going to be a small chip that they're going to implant. And what's interesting, they're wanting to put it right where God said they would put it in the last days. Right where it said in Revelation 13:16-18, right where God said they would put it. That's scary. That's why.
Did you put that right? Did you want me to reread that?
I'm going to have you read it one more time, then we're going to get into our first clip.
All right, let me get it then. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. That's Revelation 13:16-18. May God bless the reading of his word. Amen.
Today on the newscast, the Great Reset, how the push for global government and a digital currency is growing, and why 2030 is such a pivotal year for this sinister agenda. That's coming up. Hey, folks. Eric Stackelbeck here. Welcome to the Watchman Newscast. What would you say if I told you that by the year 2030, you'll own nothing, have no privacy, and yet you'll be happy that you'll live in a cashless society where all currency is digital and that everyone on Earth will require a digital ID to travel freely, and that much like communist China, you'll be given a social credit score that determines how loyal you are to this new global system and those who control it. The end game is a one-world government. To many, this sounds like something straight out of George Orwell's 1984, but I believe an even better guidepost would be the Book of Revelation and the coming Antichrist-led system. Now, some very powerful global players, led by the World Economic Forum and with the enthusiastic backing of some Western leaders, major corporations, and the UN, are openly promoting this radical transformation of society. They call it the Great Reset. And folks, it's not a conspiracy or a theory when the people behind it are telling you out loud what they intend to do. I recently hosted a full special for TBN called What is the Great Reset, which you can find right here on our channel under the category TBN Specials. It features my interviews with some incredible voices on this subject, including, among others, Pastor Jack Hibbs, Victor Davis Hanson, and the Kwok Brothers. Now, Daniel and Sam Kwok host a great channel right here on YouTube called The Kwok Brothers Freedom Files, where they break down the true agenda behind the Great Reset. Be sure to subscribe to their channel at The Kwok Brothers. I spoke to them about why the year 2030 looms large for the Great Resetters and why a cashless society may not be that far off. Take a look. He heads up this World Economic Forum. They meet yearly in Davos, Switzerland, as you mentioned. But 2030 has been laid out by these Great Resetters like Klaus Schwab as a pivotal year for their agenda. Why is 2030 such a big deal for them?
Yeah, well, I think Sam could speak a little bit more to this, but my initial thoughts for me is, you know, they've got a plan. But, you know, if you look at everything that's going to happen, writing on the wall, so to speak, it really points towards that being more so a 10-year plan as opposed to something they could just do right away. You know, I mean, one of the things that we've discovered as we've been covering this topic the last 4 or 5 years is these guys are master psyops individuals. I mean, mass psychology, they're masters at figuring out what they have to say, what narrative they have to push, what lever they have to pull to get everybody on board with their ideas. Right. And they understand that it's going to be a long process and it's going to probably resonate with the younger generation, which is why, you know, him being 30, me being 28, we're so passionate about this because, you know, we got to stand up. You know, we can't just allow our generation to be taken hostage by ideologies that not only hurt scripture, not only hurt the teachings of Jesus, but also hurts our personal freedom, you know? So, you know, I do believe that's kind of the, you know, the famous saying is by 2030, you will own nothing and you will be happy.
You will own nothing and you will be happy.
That's straight from the horse's mouth, from the World Economic Forum.
That's the motto. That's the theme of the Great Reset. So the World Economic Forum released, I believe, a 2-3 minute video where it made some predictions, critical predictions, by 2030. One of the main key thing is you will own nothing and you will be happy. And it's interesting. There's a man who's smiling. You know, he seems very peaceful. Yeah. He's calm. He's, you know, he's got this really bright grin and with a caption of you will own nothing and you'll be happy.
Well, how does that work in their view? You will own nothing yet you'll be happy. What does that exactly mean?
Yeah. Well, they believe in a shared economy, meaning that, hey, you know, everyone's going to rent out things, right? So, you know, a lot of individuals who, I guess, criticize people like us who say that's not a good thing, they're saying, well, what if it's a world where it's a lot like Uber, where, you know, people don't own their cars, they take an Uber. But, you know, my counter argument to that is, well, the Uber driver owns the car. So, you know, there's got to be some people who own something. And so, you know, if we don't own anything, then, well, who will?
Digital ID, which you mentioned, Daniel, and digital currency, mm-hmm.
two concepts that are also very central to the Great Reset agenda. The digital currency, you can see the seeds for that being laid right now. And digital ID as well, vaccine mandates, I think we're a step in that direction during COVID.
Right.
How far down the line are we towards a digital currency, number one, and perhaps even digital ID?
Yeah, so in regards to CBDC, which stands for Central Bank Digital Currency, so what that is, you know, you may have heard Bitcoin, DeFi, right, decentralized finance, Bitcoin, Ethereum, these are blockchain technology-backed currency, which in essence could be a good thing. What the government and the central banks are trying to do around the world is harness that technology to then be able to create a centralized form where all transactions, whether it's made online when you go to the store or you go shop on Amazon, could be thoroughly monitored, could be recorded. So the bank wants, the central banks want to design this, and typically they always seem to have a good reason as to why. They have a list of good reasons. Hey, here's why this is going to be amazing. It's going to make transactions efficient, be less costly. We can do cross-border transactions, which actually feeds right into the narrative of eliminating sovereignty borders and making really the world one government.
Yeah.
But the central bank digital currency, CBDC, the threat of that, it has actually really good ties to the digital IDs because they want to give you money, or they want people who deserve, based on their standards, to have control over their money. So if they don't like what you did or didn't like what you said about them, they can shut your money down or put an expiration date on it and say, hey, your money is only good for the next 30 days, spend it wisely, and just completely shut your account down. And we've seen what happened in Canada with the trucker protests, donations frozen like that, and
right,
they're taken away.
Well, to give you an update is, you know, it was one of the first things the Biden administration started working on and developing when he first got in office. I mean, it literally one of the first initiatives was we got to develop this thing. And
the digital currency.
The digital, right. The centralized
thing. Cashless society seems to be the end game.
And not only that, but as Sam said, it is control. But I believe that the primary reason why they're wanting to roll this out so quickly is to create a global economy, a globalized economy, because that's really the step right before a globalized government.
Thanks again to Daniel and Sam Kwok for those great insights. Folks, again, if you want to watch our entire interview, check out my TBN special, What is the Great Reset?, which you can find right here on our channel under TBN Specials. While you're at it, be sure to subscribe to Daniel and Sam's channel here on YouTube at the Kwok Brothers. And also, if you haven't subscribed yet to this channel, we'd love if you could join us here on The Watchman as well for daily commentaries for such a time as this. Prophetic times, Bible times, but through it all, God still sits on the throne. Thanks for joining us here today on The Watchman. Until next time, God bless you. And remember, never hold your peace. Hey, everyone. Thanks for checking out The Watchman Newscast. Make sure you hit the subscribe button so you never miss an upload. And tap the bell icon so you're notified every time a new video is posted. And don't forget to share your thoughts, insights, and comments below. Thanks for watching. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
Now you could see that they definitely are talking about it in 2030. It's coming, folks. All right, and now we'll get right into our next clip.
Welcome to Asian Quick Take. I am Jacob. In recent times, there has been a surge in the global de-dollarization movement, with major economies, both developed and emerging, promoting it through various innovative cross-border payment and settlement mechanisms, bilateral currency agreements, and foreign exchange reserve diversification policies. This trend is being observed across five continents worldwide, with countries such as Brazil, Malaysia, Ghana, Russia, France, and Australia leading the way in attempts to diversify their currencies in international trade settlements. On March 31st, ASEAN adopted a local currency trading plan to increase the use of local currency and decrease reliance on major international currencies, primarily the US dollar, in cross-border trade and investment. Similarly, on April 1st, India announced the settlement of trade with Malaysia in Indian rupees and expressed readiness to trade with more countries using their local currencies to address dollar shortages in their foreign reserves. As per the International Monetary Fund, the dollar's share of global foreign exchange reserves has hit a new low since 1995, signaling a declining trend. The weaponization of the dollar has turned from conjecture to reality since the Russia-Ukraine conflict. Even for countries that have no conflicts with the U.S., with more than 40 countries currently under U.S. sanctions, holding a large amount of a temporarily unusable currency like the dollar poses a significant risk to each country. Economist James Rickards argues that although other countries cannot destroy the dollar, the U.S. is itself undermining its value through sanctions and other policy misdirection. He warned a decade ago about the dollar's declining status and the unilateral financial warfare and excessive abuse of its position by the U.S. leading to other countries, hastening their de-dollarization process. Many countries worldwide are wary of holding dollars in fear of becoming targets of U.S. financial sanctions. Recent data from Goldman Sachs shows that the number of tweets and analyses about de-dollarization has surged globally this year, surpassing the peak in 2022 when the U.S. and other G7 countries imposed sanctions on Russia's foreign reserve-related assets. Meanwhile, the Fed's actions are making the dollar less attractive, and a recent prank phone call to Fed Chairman Jerome Powell by Russian pranksters posing as Ukrainian President Zelensky has raised questions about the Fed's security and the reliability of the dollar's status. The U.S. is also facing a debt ceiling impasse, and U.S. Treasury Secretary Yellen has warned that the U.S. could face default, triggering an economic and financial disaster. This has led to a crisis of confidence in the U.S. banking and financial system, and behind this is a crisis of confidence in the U.S. dollar, the U.S. national debt, and the U.S. economy. The banking and finance industry is one of the major industries in the U.S., and recent bank failures have highlighted the country's economic and financial woes. The U.S. economy is self-destructing from its dependence on the dollar, money printing, and finance, and this is driving the increasing pace of global de-dollarization. The dollar is losing its reserve status at a faster rate than is generally accepted. European Central Bank President Christine Lagarde has issued a second warning that the dollar's international reserve status should no longer be taken for granted. Even traditional U.S. allies, such as the six G7 members, Japan, the United Kingdom, France, Germany, Italy, and Canada, as well as Israel, have begun to de-dollarize in different ways. For example, the Bank of Japan has formed a joint group with the Bank of England, the Bank of Canada, the European Central Bank, and the Swiss Central Bank to develop a digital currency in an attempt to bypass the U.S. dollar. Israel has also announced that it will include the yuan as a foreign exchange reserve to replace a portion of its dollar reserve share and is developing a digital currency backed by diamonds. Since 2020, the number of countries considering issuing their own digital currencies has tripled to more than 110 countries, representing about 71% of global GDP. These countries have issued or plan to issue sovereign digital currencies and want to use them for international trade and commerce to reduce their reliance on the U.S. dollar. On April 26, Argentina's economy minister announced that the country would cease using the U.S. dollar to pay for imports from China and switch to using the yuan for settlement. In April, Argentina used the yuan to pay for roughly $1.04 billion worth of Chinese imports. And starting in May, it is expected to use the yuan for imports worth between $790 million to $1 billion. In March, the number of global cross-border transactions settled in yuan surpassed those settled in U.S. dollars for the first time, indicating a growing trend that could attract other countries to use yuan payments. According to data from SWIFT, the yuan's share of world trade financing has increased nearly 2.5 times from 1.3% 2 years ago to 4.5% in February of this year. Analysts at BNP Paribas suggest that the yuan's growing use in trade could lead other countries to follow suit. While economists at the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington do not believe that the yuan will replace the dollar globally in the short term, they acknowledge that it has already begun to replace it in some trade with China. Iran announced several months ago that it would replace the dollar's foreign exchange status with the yuan as its primary foreign exchange currency. Additionally, Iran has implemented a barter method of trading gold directly in yuan, indicating that it has accepted the yuan as an alternative to the U.S. dollar and equivalent to gold, which is a constant currency. Despite the restrictions on Iranian oil exports, data shows that at least 31 million tons of Iranian oil were shipped to China in the past 36 months, with the currency for these energy transactions largely in yuan. Iran's success in circumventing dollar-related restrictions has provided a lesson for other oil nations to abandon the petrodollar. Sources claim that Saudi Arabia, the world's largest oil producer, is selling oil in yuan and converting it to gold on the Shanghai International Gold Exchange for its foreign exchange reserves. In March of this year, Saudi Arabia reached a settlement with Iran in Beijing, further indicating that the country is turning its focus eastward. According to Bozer, a former official of the U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve, this marks the end of the petrodollar and the dawn of the petro-Chinese yuan. Leading economist James Rickards agrees, stating that the excessive weaponization of the U.S. dollar has caused resentment in Saudi Arabia, the initiator of the petrodollar. The NOPEC bill, which aims to strip OPEC oil-producing countries such as Saudi Arabia of their oil pricing power, is being discussed in the U.S. Congress and is tantamount to the U.S. destroying the U.S. dollar and the petrodollar. The experiences of several oil countries, including Iran, Venezuela, and Russia, have raised alarm bells for Saudi Arabia to distance itself from the petrodollar. In the monetary arena, some analysts believe that Iran's pushback against the U.S. economy and dollar-related practices serves as a reminder to multiple oil-producing countries that the unbridled abuse of the U.S. dollar status is making the petrodollar less attractive. It's the end of this video. Thank you for watching. Please subscribe to support me. See you next time.
So as you can see, they are definitely making the switch.
Something very strange happened yesterday. We saw the Federal Reserve basically admit that a recession is coming, run for the hills, you should start dumping the U.S. dollar, while at the same time telling us that U.S. banks are fine. Like, the banking system is fine, but yes, we are heading for a recession. So basically, speaking out of both sides of their mouths, we have some exclusive video of Jerome Powell as he was heading into this meeting trying to fix the U.S. economy. Take a look at this video. So this is Jerome Powell trying to save the U.S. economy right now, really by just doing whatever they can to kind of shovel crap at things and hope that it will stick.
Well, we have to at least give him a little bit of empathy because he was in a no-win situation. If he didn't raise rates as they had planned to do, it would signal a crisis, precipitated by the loss of so many big banks. If he did raise rates, it would slow down an economy that's clearly in a crisis. So it was a rock in a hard place.
Perhaps, or you could say that they waited way too long, artificially keeping interest rates low in order to, and printing all sorts of fake money. So why?
Sure, but we're talking about the choices he had now, both of which were bad.
Yeah, now, right? But he's been Fed chair for how many years now, right? So he's been in this position for so many years. Like now, yeah, this is the accumulation of all of these bad decisions for years.
Right.
Which has precipitated this problem that we're currently in. So,
yeah, I mean, if I start like storing like open buckets of jet fuel in my apartment for years and years, I can't complain when it burns down.
Yes, exactly. Yes, you keep putting cardboard next to the gasoline in your garage. Eventually, something bad is going to happen. You probably noticed that something was going on yesterday because if you looked at your retirement accounts, you may have noticed that it plummeted last night. The Dow collapsed 530 points on this news, 530 points after the Fed hiked interest rates. They hiked, of course, 25 basis points. So what exactly happened here? 25 basis points, what does that mean? This means that we're now at 5% interest, about 5% interest rate for the Federal Reserve, the benchmark rate. That's the rate at which everything else is tied to. Credit cards, everything uses the benchmark rate. from which then to do all of their chicanery. Powell basically admitted yesterday that they didn't want to do it, but they wanted to keep their word because they promised they would do it, which is raise rates. Powell then admitted that what we've been saying all along is true, that a recession is coming or is already here. And he said it. He basically said these words. Here are his words, that, you know, that basically it's already here and that we are concerned about the tightening of this market right now. They released their numbers yesterday from their economic projections, which is basically their semi-annual book of projections. The Federal Reserve is now admitting that the United States, the GDP projections, are lower, and there's likely not going to be any more rate hikes. That's basically what we're hearing. Now, we could. They're holding out the possibility that there could be additional rate hikes. But for now, that's basically it. In other words, we're done. We give up. We're throwing up our hands, and we're going to let the market now sort itself out, which many have argued for years is what should have happened. Let the market sort itself out. Let market forces sort itself out instead of
which
being artificially
propped
up. Which
is something that Ben Bernanke really wanted to do during the 2008 financial crisis, and he was pressured into manipulating these rates when he really didn't want to. He believed in natural market forces. And once you do that, you can't really put that horse back into the barn in any kind of immediate way. So
right.
Are we now circling back around to not only feel the effects of this financial crisis, but then feel the effects that we didn't feel from the 2008 one?
Perhaps, as we're going to hear from Peter Schiff in a moment, who believes like that, yeah, this is going to be far worse than what we saw in 2008. So
is this because businesses, like the biggest corporations all can borrow money and the biggest banks can borrow money at 0%, and now it's at 5%? Because we will go get loans and we pay interest no matter what. So now our interest rates are going to go higher, but are they just pissed because their interest rate is going up and they're going to have to actually pay something rather than these 0% loans that they always take?
Well, it will slow up borrowing quite a bit, and the economy is built on borrowing. And it will also slow up some of the free money that the government has been printing for itself. You know, so when you think back just 3 years ago when pandemic measures were put into place and the government was basically creating trillions of dollars out of thin air and giving it out to people as an incentive to stay home, well, there was always going to be a time when we all felt the cumulative effect of that, which is what we're doing right now.
Right. Yeah. And as interest rates go up, of course, it makes it more difficult for people to get those loans. It makes it more difficult for people to get home loans.
Yeah.
But
and so now the people who felt like the pandemic stimulus was a big help to their checkbook, to their checking account, and experts were warning, you will feel this later because the cost of things will go up. So you may enjoy this $1,300 right now, because that's going to be wiped away when inflation hits. No one wanted to hear that. No one listened, especially not, you know, people who were saying $1,300 is not going to get me anywhere. I need more so that I could stay home. And when you really unpeel that onion, it was stay home, take this money.
Yeah.
Life's going to get harder for you. We don't have science around why you should do this, but we're going to tank our own economy for faux science and just stay there for a while. And then now we all have to suffer. I mean, this is just one piece of it. Of course, the war in Ukraine has exacerbated that. But we can't put on blinders if we did champion these stimulus packages for whatever reason, because we thought it would slow the pandemic. It didn't, first of all. It didn't do whatever it was supposed to do. And now we all feel it together. Because
yeah.
Everything.
Well, so does that mean like, went back when there was zero, so if we got a loan personally, and let's say we qualified for 2% interest, now because they have to pass that 5% on to us, we would get the minimum we could get is 7%? Is that kind of how that works?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, interest rates are right around for like a mortgage. You're like really about like 7% right now.
Like
yeah.
6.5, 7.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so
wow.
That's all those people who got really favorable loans, sub 2%, you know, you should thank your lucky stars for that and keep it if you can, because you're not going to be able to refinance into a better loan anywhere in the near future.
Well, if you look at the bond markets, and the people that study the bond markets very closely, these investors are the most sophisticated in the world. They're the smartest investors, and they're projecting a July rate drop. So this 25% basis points that we just saw could actually drop in July. And then another even rate drop in December. So if you know, I was looking at the data today in the Fed Watch predictions for July and into the fall, we could see a rate drop. And we could see it drop back down to 4% in that, which could drop an entire point. That means the U.S. dollar is far less valuable. So what you need to understand about this is that that means the U.S. dollar, that everything was favorable about the U.S. dollar. That means it's now money will flow out of the U.S. dollar. And that's what you're seeing. You're already seeing it overnight. So investors will take their money out of the United States if treasuries are not as sexy as they were. These bonds are not as sexy as they were. They're not yielding as high returns. And they're going to take them into other currencies, other markets, Chinese markets, European markets, wherever they can get better returns. And so what we will see, we're going to see gold. Gold is already touching around $2,000 an ounce right now, almost like hitting record highs right now for gold. Silver also going up. Real estate, value of real estate. We're going to see gold right now touching that 2,000 mark. And Peter Schiff back in the fall nailed this prediction. He said inflation is going to get a whole lot worse. And he was right about that. And he yesterday said, buckle your seatbelts for even higher inflation this year. And now add on to that record high credit card debt that Americans are sitting on right now, like we've never seen before. And he said, this is a financial crisis, even though the media is for some reason refusing to call it a financial crisis. Listen,
that we have record high credit card debt and the banks are failing. It's not a coincidence that both the borrowers and the lenders are broke. You know, the reason for that is the Fed. The Fed kept interest rates artificially low for more than a decade, encouraging people to go deeper and deeper into debt and banks to extend them the credit. And now that they're forced to raise interest rates, something that was always going to happen, they have created another financial crisis, which is something I've been warning about for years. And, you know, the media is reluctant to call this a financial crisis. They keep saying it's a banking crisis. The financial crisis of 2008 was a banking crisis. Nobody wants to say what it is because they don't want to evoke memories and comparisons to 2008. But this is a sequel to 2008, and like all sequels, this one's going to be worse.
It is interesting. Why won't they call it a financial crisis? Is it because Biden's president right now?
Well, we saw this last year when we saw two quarters of GDP loss, which is supposed to be the definition of a recession, and the government then went and released press releases saying we're going to change the definition of a recession.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So it very much is a public relations campaign.
So you have the
floor. Yeah, you don't have to go.
Sorry, go ahead, guys.
I was going to say, you literally just have to listen to Jean-Pierre, because she will tell you, this is the best economy. Like, we're doing great.
Yeah.
You know, jobs are plugging along.
Main Street,
everything's great.
Yeah. Main Street is doing just fine.
Philip, go ahead. So I was going to say, I just love that. It's my favorite government response to any crisis, anything like that. It's like, ooh, that word sounds really bad. It makes us look bad. Let's change the definition.
Right.
Let's just change the definition. It's not a recession because we just changed the definition of recession. This isn't it now.
Well,
we're good.
How many definitions have been changed under the Biden administration? We've changed
a
woman.
Lot.
We've changed vaccine. We've changed, like, all these definitions just keep changing.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It's called moving the goalpost, you know. So there you have it. The Fed saying basically we are in a recession, which we've all been saying, admitting as much with GDP projections much, much lower. And, again, the U.S. dollar, people jumping out of the U.S. dollar. So we'll keep our eye on what this looks like over the next couple of weeks. And there are still a lot of stress tests. Oddly, the FDIC kind of put on hold this auction for SVB Bank. Like, they were Silicon Valley Bank, they were supposed to, like, put it up for auction. And they suddenly, like, in the past few hours, like, stopped themselves from doing that. So there's some real weird funkiness going on right now in the markets. But, you know, you got to protect yourselves. Thank you so much for watching this segment here at Redacted. We are live every day at 4 p.m. Eastern time, trying to share the stories that the mainstream media will not cover. You should also come over and join our community of Redacted Rebels over at redacted.inc. That's our private locals community where we can share exclusive content that we simply cannot share here on YouTube. Come over and join the rebellion together right now by going to redacted.inc. We'll see you next time.
And as you can see, we're definitely losing way with the dollar. The dollar's going.
Welcome to Asian Quick Take. I am Jacob. The U.S. economy is splitting, and the global de-dollarization phenomenon is becoming increasingly severe. Several U.S. states are trying to find alternatives to the dollar, among which Texas has proposed two bills, SB 2334 and HB 4903, to create a state-issued digital currency backed by gold that can be exchanged for dollars or gold. Residents of the state can choose to use or hold U.S. dollars, gold, or gold-backed digital currency. This will provide the basis for breaking the Federal Reserve's monopoly on the U.S. dollar. The various states of the U.S. are entering a state of relative decentralization in the currency field, exacerbating the phenomenon of economic division in the U.S. On April 8th, three U.S. congressmen introduced H.R. 2435, the Gold Standard Restoration Act, to facilitate the repegging of the volatile Federal Reserve note to a fixed weight of gold bullion. This is at least the sixth time that Congressman Rep. Alex Mooney, a staunch defender of the gold standard, has publicly called for its restoration. In his latest statement, he stated that a gold standard would protect against Washington's irresponsible spending habits and the creation of money out of thin air. This also shows that more and more Americans no longer believe in the U.S. dollar fraud artificially created by the Federal Reserve, and the U.S. economy has realized that the U.S. dollar is already in crisis. In March of this year, the U.S. banking industry was in crisis, and Treasury Secretary Yellen could not even guarantee the safety of all depositors' funds. In this situation, people are more urgently seeking safe currencies and storage methods. If multiple states in the U.S. start using gold instead of Federal Reserve notes, this will effectively abolish the Federal Reserve and end the federal government's monopoly on currency. Over time, the fact that gold and silver coins are more valuable than Federal Reserve notes due to the simultaneous use of both by residents of Texas will lead to the reverse Gresham's Law effect. Gresham's Law refers to the rule that bad money drives out good money. For example, when the U.S. federal government replaced silver coins worth 25 and 10 cents with copper coins of lower value, cheap coins replaced silver as a medium of exchange. The reverse Gresham's Law states that gold and silver, as high-quality natural currencies, can replace U.S. dollar. In the U.S., Texas has become the fifth state to announce that gold and silver can be used as currency circulation and can directly replace the U.S. dollar in commodity transactions. Previously, Utah, Wyoming, Oklahoma, and Missouri had also announced the same policy. At present, at least 42 states in the U.S. are planning to move closer to gold and silver currencies. In addition to the five states that have formally announced that gold and silver can be used as legal currency, 37 other states are pushing for related bills in an attempt to no longer tax gold and silver transactions and to reclassify them as currency. Former Congressman Ron Paul said, "We should not tax gold and silver, and the U.S. dollar is just a scam." His accusation stems from Article 1, Section 10 of the U.S. Constitution, which states, "No state shall make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts." For many years, the Federal Reserve has undermined the U.S. constitutional currency system by establishing a monopoly on the U.S. dollar currency. In particular, in 1971, the United States unilaterally abolished the gold standard of the Bretton Woods system without gold or silver as backing, and the Federal Reserve and the U.S. Treasury could print U.S. dollars out of thin air. As time passed, the United States experienced financial crises, inflation crises, banking crises, and potential debt ceiling crises, all of which were caused by the constant printing of money by the Federal Reserve and the U.S. Treasury. They only need to press the button on the printing press, which will cause the U.S. dollar to continuously depreciate and cause the federal government to borrow and spend beyond what a sound monetary system can sustain. If not for the Federal Reserve and the U.S. Treasury printing money out of thin air, the federal government would not be able to sustain all its operations. The continuous growth of the U.S. national debt reminds Americans that the material wealth of the U.S. economy is built on a huge printing system and the monetization of national debt, promoting the U.S. dollar and the U.S. debt-based economic model globally by continuously issuing U.S. Treasury bonds. However, the use of the U.S. dollar as a reserve currency and the U.S. debt-based economic model. Both require the credit of the U.S. economy as a backing. Therefore, the U.S. dollar and U.S. Treasury bonds are special products of the global economy under the special background of the post-World War II period. Several OPEC oil-producing countries, including Saudi Arabia, have adopted various methods to de-dollarize, including increasing non-U.S. dollar currency transactions for oil and accelerating the liquidation of U.S. Treasury bonds. Saudi Arabia has even announced that it may directly stop the oil-for-dollar agreement it signed with the United States in 1974 in the future. Eurozone countries such as Germany and France are also planning to establish a euro oil trading system. In addition, many ASEAN countries have explicitly stated that they will use non-U.S. dollar currency for trade and economic activities. At the end of March, Russian officials announced that the BRICS countries, which represent more than 40% of the world's population and about a quarter of global GDP, may announce a new form of currency in August. This new currency may be anchored to gold or rare earth metals, which means that the five BRICS countries, including China, Russia, and India, may launch a new global currency based on the gold standard or the rare earth metals standard. Renowned economist Zoltan Potsar believes that we may be witnessing the twilight of the petrodollar and the dawn of the petroyuan. Former U.S. President Trump also suggested that the yuan may replace the U.S. dollar as the world's top currency, which would be considered the largest failure in U.S. history and result in a downgrade of the U.S. status to the second tier. China has now become one of the world's largest gold buyers. As of April 7th, data shows that China has increased its gold reserves by about 120 tons for five consecutive months from November last year to March this year, with a total of about 2,068 tons. Many analysts believe that China's actual gold reserves may be over 30,000 tons, which is much more than the publicly announced amount. This provides a certain guarantee for issuing a new global currency anchored to gold. In terms of rare earth resources, China also has a significant advantage. According to the U.S. Geological Survey report, China's rare earth reserves reach 44 million tons, accounting for about 38% of the global total and undertaking about 90% of the market share worldwide. Most of the U.S.'s rare earth demand is heavily dependent on imports from Chinese companies. Therefore, once rare earths are used as the anchor of the new currency of the BRICS countries, it is likely to reduce U.S. exports of rare earths. Rare earth elements are essential for high-tech and strategic commodities, and like U.S. Treasury bonds, they are the two soft spots of the U.S. economy and the U.S. dollar. Once China, one of the largest holders of U.S. Treasury bonds in the world, sells off U.S. bonds, the U.S. debt economic model may lose a huge amount of global liquidity. And if rare earths are no longer exported to the U.S. high-tech and strategic industries may also stagnate. It's the end of this video. Thank you for watching. Please subscribe to support me. See you next time.
So is it any wonder why we are in debt to China? They got the gold back, their expenses. They don't have just a few ounces of gold. They got tons of gold. These guys got money. So is it any wonder? They got the moolah. And as they say, money talks. Bullcrap walks. Oh, yeah. And so that's why our economy here in the U.S. is going down the john. Amen. All right, we'll continue with our clips here.
Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Privilege and a pleasure to come before you. And my goodness gracious, we have a huge story here, absolutely huge, involving your economic future, all of our economic futures, and not a word in the mainstream media. does have an inside line to the decision makers. So why isn't CNN or the controlled opposition network called Fox News, why aren't they covering this? It's pretty amazing. We're going to cover it here on the Common Sense Show because we do those things here. We're brought to you by Nova Gold. Dodd-Frank law passed in 2010 said you don't own your money when you put it in the bank. Retirement, passbook account, doesn't matter. You don't own it. Excuse me. You're an unsecured creditor when you put your money in the bank. So Nova Gold has said banks are failing. But what will keep them from keeping your money? Nothing. It'll be 1929 all over again. So what we really want to do here is to get you out of the bank except for operating capital, particularly with your retirement. That's the hardest to replace. So let's start by protecting your nest egg. Nova Gold can extricate you from the bank, put the IRA, 401k, whatever your retirement is, under your control, and then they'll back it with gold. And gold's held its value for 6,000 years. This is the way to go. Now, the federal government wants me to give you a warning here. They want you to keep your money in the bank. But the warning, I think, is okay. They want me to tell you that all investments carry an inherent risk. True. That's every investment. And not only that, past performance can't be indicative of future performance. That's also true. I will say this, though. I've been advertising for Noble Gold for 6 years. I have been a customer for 5. I think that speaks volumes. Get your money the hell out of the bank and protect your retirement. Noble Gold can tell you how to do it. Let me send you a free information packet. It'll come to you. Pardon me. It'll come to you digitally. And in this digital package, you'll learn what you can do to protect your bank account and mostly your retirement. And by the way, for all qualifying offers, you'll get an American Gold Eagle coin. Just a way of saying thank you. Noble Gold. Go to DaveHodgesGold.com and I'll send that out to you right away. DaveHodgesGold.com. Pardon me. Yeah, it's allergy season. Hey, look, we have a big story here. Business Insider, known for their connections. I don't agree with everything they write. I don't agree with a lot of their conclusions, but I do agree that what they're espousing right now is a real possibility. 2 days ago, Business Insider, and by the way, I waited a day to report on this because I wanted to see if the mainstream media had the intestinal fortitude to cover this. They don't. They don't. They're a bunch of chicken, you know what, they're little chicken bleepers. They don't want to call attention to negative things about the Biden administration. They don't want to call attention to the fact that the economy's been destroyed by Biden's energy policies. They don't want to touch any of that. But here's what Business Insider is saying. This is really interesting. The dollar could be recalled at any moment. That's a quote. The dollar could be recalled at any moment. And you're going, you're kidding me. No, I wish I was. So let me tell you what this speaks to. This speaks to a massive bail-in of the dollar. In other words, bring us your dollar and turn it in, and we'll give you 20% on the dollar. I mean, I'm making that last number up. Could be 50%, could be 80%, not likely to be 100%, because bankers aren't known for treating their customers fairly. So why does Business Insider feel that way? Well, it's what I've been talking about now for the last several months. One, the Fed coin is here. It's operational. It's becoming fully developed and will be completed. The target date is July 25th. And that's the precursor to social credit, central bank digital currency, combining to take you away from all freedom and turn you into an indentured servant, basically a slave. And we can change the national anthem now. Home of the slaves. Because when this happens, that's exactly what we're all going to be. And it won't matter what your race is or what your religion is or your sexual preference. None of that will matter. All of you will be in the same boat, except for the little elite that play for their own rules. And, of course, this two-tiered system of justice will really rear its ugly head during this time. ladies and gentlemen, you could take this to the bank. No, we can't say that anymore, can we? Ladies and gentlemen, you could take this to heart. Business Insider knows something that you should. What are you doing? Well, let me give you a clue on what you should do. Food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools. If you're not fully stocked up in every one of those areas, you have a tough road to hoe. And I don't know if you have enough time to make it up, but what you do today could make a difference, could keep the wolf from the door a little longer. So there's no time like the present. Get prepped. Train, prep, and pray. That's it for the Common Sense Show. Please share this far and wide. Thumbs up. Like us. Make sure you're a member of the CommonSenseShow.tv for the very best in investigative reporting.
And so there you have it. It's coming.
For us, the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order.
A new world order.
German banking economist Richard Werner was selected as a global leader for tomorrow by the World Economic Forum in Davos in 2003. Here, he tells us an insider's view of what to soon expect, and says the only way to survive the Great Reset is for us to immediately begin setting up our own banking system.
And what people don't mention is, what do these CBDCs actually look like? You know, at the moment, there's a bit of talk about this being phone-based apps. And yes, that is the initial phase. But what was already ready around 2015 is the ultimate goal, what they really want. Apparently, I was told by a central banker, is, you know, CBDC looks like a small grain of rice that they want to put under your skin, which is, in my view, a violation of human dignity. And they realize there is a hurdle. So to get people to accept this, there will be, you know, why suddenly are all the billionaires saying, let's have universal basic income? Because the story is going to be, oh, now we've created this vast unemployment and disruption and crises. Well, we need universal basic income. You will get 2,000 euros into your account every month. But, of course, to run this efficiently, we need to use the latest technology. So, you know, you need a CBDC chip implant. But how many people will say, okay, fine, 2,000 pounds, 2,000 euros, you know?
A surprising proportion, shockingly, obviously, to me or yourself, but we've seen years ago in Sweden, there has been a substantial small minority take-up of what's currently much larger. It's kind of like a little cylinder in stainless steel, I guess. Maybe it's titanium or something. And they're doing it because they just want to. They want to be early adopters of this nonsense. So if anyone's listening and that sounds fanciful or conspiracy theorist, the fact is, in Sweden, they are taking it up, and in other places, and that's not coming out of nowhere.
The Bank for International Settlements recently published a report called Blueprint for the Future Monetary System, Improving the Old, Enabling the New. This report proposes that a central bank digital currency will serve as the new reserve currency and calls for the digital confiscation of all physical property by assigning every real-world item its own unique digital token, which will contain rules on how each item can and cannot be used, so that each person can be controlled and conditioned directly by the central bank.
We'll be right back.
Did you hear that? Right there it is. A new digital currency. And how are they going to do it? A chip the size of a grain of rice. And how are they going to make it appealing? Oh, well, in certain countries, they're going to make it just like getting, in the United States, a SSI check. But, oh, it ain't going to be no little cheapy check either. No. Imagine getting $2,000 a month. Ruthie, picture that one. Would that be appealing enough for you to accept?
I think we'd all like that, sweetheart, but I don't know if it's going to happen. Probably not.
But if they offered you that little chip right now, hey, you take this chip in your hand, if we'll give you $2,000 a month just for you.
I think the Lord would want us to go by the rules, and that looks to me like it's up to mischief, so I think we'll just stick with the checks we got.
But think about it. $2,000 for you, $2,000 for me. Hey, we'll give you $2,000 apiece. All you both got to do is take a chip. Now think, boy, you could imagine how appealing that would be.
That doesn't sound right, though, because you know how we feel about it, because the Lord shows us in His Word that we got to be careful of things.
But you could see what I'm saying. Most people, if they're not informed or they don't understand their Bible very good, they'd be really conned in real quick. And that's their plan. That's their whole plan. Hey, if I don't understand it, oh yeah, $2,000. Wow. Yeah, but you know what's going to happen too. Landlords, they're going to see that money go up. Oh yeah, they're going to want their big cut. And then of course, the government programs like Section 8, they're going to want to make sure you pay your cut. And then, of course, the utility companies, since if you're on PIP, they're going to make sure you pay your cut. So by the time you get done, for a person like us, if you're smart enough to know the realities, it ain't going to make much of a difference. So, I mean, you still end up poor as church mouse. So it really isn't going to make that much of a difference. So, and then on top of that, the places like grocery stores and stuff, they're going to say, hey, people are making more money. Well, let's jack up our prices. They're not stupid. So, I mean, in the end, people ain't going to be getting much more ahead. So, I mean, it sounds appealing at first, but it's not. So, all right, well, let's go on with our next clip here.
Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Some of you are writing in, and it's not many, but you say you're not hearing sound or seeing video. I'm telling you, everything's working fine. I went back, double-checked, triple-checked, went on different computers, different IP addresses. People are telling me in the comment section they see it just fine. Contact YouTube. Refresh, and if it doesn't work, then contact YouTube. All right, also, too, we're going to ask you to do two things. Number one, make sure that you subscribe if you come here. Why? Because it increases our reach. Number two, share these videos with people that think they can sit this out. We need to educate people. It's stand up now and resist or be buried forever, particularly as the clutches of CBDC are coming in. And that's the topic of this report. But first, if you're not collecting storable food right now, you're collecting a prescription for failure. And I cannot be any more plain than that. My Patriot Supply is the biggest and the baddest of all of the storable food companies. Restaurant quality food, 25-year shelf life, 2,000 calories per day because you're eating to survive when you get into your storable food, and also you don't habituate to the food. You won't go sick of eating it because there's lots of diversity. Problem is when you buy stuff just on sale and buy it in bulk in the grocery store, you're going to eat the same thing. And in about 2 weeks, 3 weeks max, you're going to be sick of it and stop eating. Research shows you'll even starve yourself to death. So anyway, go to preparewithdave.com. Great specials in effect. They're locking it down, folks. The food supply is in trouble. We've covered that ad nauseum. And when CBDC finalizes its implementation, you'll be eating what they tell you in the amount they tell you. Preparewithdave.com is where you go, preparewithdave.com. If you don't think CBDC, as run by the Biden administration, is not going to lower the boom on you people, you need to pay attention to what Biden is just doing to the schools. He's withholding vital resource funding for public schools that have hunting programs, archery, gun clubs. I'm not joking. He's withholding funding to these schools for engaging any form of weaponized self-defense or hunting. They don't want you to be self-sufficient. They want you to be totally dependent on them so they can control you. And they sure as hell don't want you to be able to defend yourself. So what do? It's simple, isn't it? It's simple. Homeschool. Also, this is a lesson for CBDC. If they're going to do this to the schools, what will they do to you? If you have a registered gun, if you got a concealed carry permit, what do you think they're going to do to you? I just can't believe people don't see the threat. It's there. This police state has been unfolded and is expanding like a stage 4 cancer as I speak. Are you willing to do something? Well, we come on here once or twice a day and we do a call for action. I'm not going to do it here. But if you're not willing to stand up and be part of the solution by resisting this, then you're part of the problem. Apathy is now our enemy. Apathy is the same as a rhino. It's the enemy within the gates. You know, to quote George Bush, and the only thing he made sense, if we paraphrase his statement to our cause, if either you're with us or you're with the police state terrorists. It's funny how they call America First people terrorists. Has it occurred to you that they are the terrorists? They are circumventing the Constitution? They are denying kids the right to learn how to be self-sufficient, so we'll take away your funds. How long will it be until if you don't teach X, Y, or Z propaganda, we'll take away your funds? And then when CBDC is taken in, does anyone have any doubt now if they'll pull funding from schools because Biden doesn't like something? And school management is supposed to be legal, lawful, and local. Oh, yeah. But do you have any doubt that they'll take things from you, if not everything from you? Here we do the news. On our TV site, we do in-depth documentaries, and it's really, really good. Check us out, thecommonsenseshow.tv, because what was coming is no longer coming. It's already here. We have a panel of experts helping navigate this. Check it out, thecommonsenseshow.tv. We'll see you back here next time. Thanks for joining us.
And there you have it. Yep, Biden is in on this. Yep, Mr. Biden himself is in on this. You don't sit there, do what he says. Yep, he's even defunding schools if they don't fall in line with this new CBDC, this new monetary thing that they're trying to put out. So, yep, it's starting to come into play already. Ain't even 2030 yet, and it's already starting to come into play. Look, you do what we say,
or else. It's already starting to be like the mark of the beast. Do what we say or we don't give you no money. Do what we say or else. The mark of the beast, he said, you can't buy or sell. And that's exactly what is happening here. Biden says, okay, you don't do what we say, schools, we ain't going to fund you. Exactly what it said in Revelation 13, 16 to 18. It said the same exact thing. All right, Ruth, you want to tell us if there's anybody on the board here that might want to comment here before we go into the midway song?
All right, let me take a look. Okay, we got Sister Emily.
Hey, we got Emily, you said?
Yeah.
Well, turn her mic on, see if she wants to comment yet.
Okay. There she is.
All right, Em, what do you think so far?
They ain't doing that junk to me.
But can you imagine? The one clip they were talking about, we'll give you up to $2,000. Can you imagine that? Up to $2,000. All you got to do is take this little chip.
I wouldn't care if it was a million.
Yeah, well, like the Bible says, they deceive even the very elect. But see, they forget, I mean, what they don't understand is us poor people have been around the block enough to know the what happens. They jack up your income. They're going to jack up everything else, and so in the end, well, duh, it ain't going to give you that much. It ain't going to give you that much extra anyway. It ain't going to make your life any better.
Yeah, and just like with that, they jack up your income. They jack up your rent.
Yep, they jack up everything. So you end up. So in the end, they think that helping people like that, they think, oh well, yeah, right. It ain't gonna make it any better. We're not stupid. We've been through that. We've been down that road long enough to already know exactly how that's been. We've been down that road. Other people may think, oh, that's so good. Hey, I'll get you. Yeah, right. You haven't been down that road like we have. We know what's down that road. So to us, we're not going to buy into it. We're not stupid.
Yeah, and like they say, your income goes up, your rent goes up, and if you draw food stamps, your food stamps go down.
Right, so we're not stupid. We figured that out already. We already know that. But see, those dummies who haven't had to live on that road, they ain't figured that out. And then when they end up living on that road, they'll be like, well, duh, why did I fall for this shit? So, all right. Well,
I'm complete.
And so what we're going to do, we're going to go into our midway song. And then we're going to kind of change gears, but not the topic, talking about the last days, because there are some other things that are happening that we want to bring out that actually also indicates we are definitely in the last days. So here we go. We'll go into our midway song here.
Thank you.
All right. For you out there that are listening, remember, you can ask Jesus that. Give me Jesus. If you don't know him, Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10 says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So let this day be your day. And get in contact with us so we can rejoice with you in your newfound joy. Amen. All right, let's get right into our next clip. And we're going to see some of these other things that point us to the fact that we are, in fact, in the last days.
Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And please join us in our efforts. Share these videos with people that desperately need to watch them. And those are the people that choose to just stay wrapped up in their own cocoon, acting like nothing's wrong. And those would be the ones, well, causing trouble because they didn't prepare food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools. So please help us with that. Also, make sure you subscribe. Leave the notifications tab open. Hey, we are brought to you by something that I cannot believe. Well, I can believe it now. But at one time, I couldn't believe that we were advertising for gas masks. But I looked at China's strategies, and China has said, we're not interested in EMP, we're not interested in nuclear weapons, but we are interested in taking over the United States, and we don't want cohabitation. That kind of narrows it down, doesn't it? It's called chemical weapons. And also, we've let how many terrorists into the country? No one knows. So we need to be really concerned about that. So we are making available to you the M54 gas mask. Protects your eyes, your nose, your lungs. Easy on, easy off. It's military grade. It's in use around the world and now can be brought to you and your family. I don't believe your preparation is complete until every member of your family has one of these. And you're thinking, Dave, isn't that costly? Not when it's 70% off. It's not. Go to getagasmask.com. That's getagasmask.com. Here we got a list of things we're going through today. And I was counting up here, about three-fourths of this list has to do with the betrayal of the Biden administration towards the people that it has sworn to uphold and protect. But that's not what's happening, ladies and gentlemen. It's not what's happening at all. I'm going to say this to you. With regard to this story, there's the story and then there's the real story, and we're going to give you both. The story is this. For reasons not identified, the Biden administration has said, we're not meeting with Netanyahu. We're not even talking to Netanyahu. Well, I think this is national security suicide, unless, of course, you're serving Chinese interests, which the Biden crime family is. And so then if you look at it in that light, it makes a lot of sense. Let me tell you why it doesn't make sense. If you thought this president was interested in defending the United States and he was saying, yeah, we need oil from the Middle East because we're not going to allow our people to produce their own for whatever reason. Okay, so I'm not sure why Middle East oil is somehow less dangerous to some idea than is Middle East oil anywhere else. But that's what Biden had us believing. It's okay to buy from the Saudis. It's okay to buy from – okay, but here's the problem. Israel is our first line of defense in the Middle East. In a war with Russia – or China would bring about a Middle East invasion. Why? To cut us off from the oil supply that we're using now. Now, who would be our first line of defense in the Middle East? It wouldn't be our rapid deployment force, no. It would be the IDF, the Israeli Defense Force. They would be the ones, as they always have been, to stand in the gap, to be the first to battle, to defend Western interests. Netanyahu has proved himself, despite any of his shortcomings, to be a staunch ally of the West and of the United States. But why is Biden rebuffing him? I can only make this conclusion. It makes no sense from a national security standpoint to do it, unless, of course, you want to see the demise of the United States. And if Israel is not supported by the United States, we don't bolster their military, we don't help them in any form, they will be a weakened force, more subject to being conquered. We're distancing ourselves from Israel, and it's crazy. And all I can do is conclude that Biden wants to weaken Israel so the Middle East can be taken over and the U.S. gets no oil whatsoever. If you've got a better answer, if you've got something that makes more sense, please communicate that to us in the comment section. But that's where I'm standing. And until I see something that makes more sense, I just look at this as another act of betrayal against the American people by the Biden administration. Well, that's it for the Common Sense Show. Please share this far and wide. Thumbs up. Like us. Make sure you're a member of what we do really well, thecommonsenseshow.tv. And why is that so good? Because we have a panel of experts we bring in that help you navigate uncharted waters that we're in. Number two, many of these people have done a lot of regime change work in foreign countries on behalf of the U.S. government, many times for alphabet agencies. So a lot of them can't tell you what they did, but they can tell you what their mission was, but they can't tell you who they worked for. Now, Doug Thornton, Celeste, they can do that. FEMA, DHS, right? But some can't. But nonetheless, when you hear their information, you go, whoa, I need to listen to this. And that's the whole purpose behind what we're doing. We bring this to you commercial-free, censorship-free, at the cost of bandwidth. We're not looking to make money. We get five-star ratings. We could make money if we wanted to, but we're trying to make this as inexpensive as possible so people can come out the other side more whole and intact than they otherwise would be, and then we can rise up together and take our country back from the Bolshevik communists who have usurped our nation, destroyed our Constitution, wrecking our economy, wrecking the morals of our children. We need to rise up together, but to do that, we've got to get through what's coming, which is the recall of the dollar. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's why we do the TV show. Sign up today, thecommonsenseshow.tv. We'll see you over there. Those are in-depth documentaries. Here we do the news. We thank you for joining us. We'll see you back here again next time.
And there you have another thing that shows the last days is people, nations messing with Israel. Nations messing with Israel. And the Bible says what you do to Israel, God is going to do to you. If you bless Israel, he'll bless you. If you curse Israel, he's going to curse you. And take a look at our nation in the last several years. Take a look at it. I mean, just the weather patterns. Need I say more? Come on, need I say more? Biden's been messing with Israel, and need I say more? Look at the weather patterns. Been hit with hurricanes, tornadoes, heat waves. We're talking extreme heat waves. Need I say more?
Honey, the Bible says that too. Remember what Jesus said about the signs and the sun, moon, and stars, distress of nations?
Right, exactly. And he said that would happen in the last days. So there comes back to my main theme of tonight's or today's message. We are living in the last days. But like I said, need I say more? You mess with Israel, God's going to mess with you as a nation. And there you got it. And in the last days, it said that people would mess with Israel. And there you have it. So we are living in the last days. Proof of it right there. All right. Now let's check out our next clip. And we're going to also see how we are in the last days. Here we go.
Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. We are brought to you by, oh, this wonderful product. I love this product. This is the Air Blast Pro. It's air conditioner on a desktop. And as I mentioned earlier today, I said, you know, we're on vacation in a place where it's repressive humidity, 90% humidity. And yet you turn this on, you don't even feel it. And it doesn't connect through your utility. That's right. It has a C port. You charge it from your computer or another electronic device. It holds a charge anywhere between 6 and 25 hours, depending on how you use it. And you're saying, well, couldn't that save money from utilities? Big time, particularly in the summer, right, where air conditioning rates have climbed astronomically under the failed Biden economic policies, and people can save a lot of money. Did you know last year that 20 million Americans couldn't pay their utility bills? Well, this could be an answer to that. Give a gift. Give a gift to yourself. Go to airblastpro.com. That's airblastpro.com. Listen to this. 66% off while supplies last. Airblastpro.com. Well, Biden's assault on Medicare has begun in earnest. I was hearing rumblings, and I mentioned something yesterday. I said, what would be your response if Biden began to mess with Medicare and Social Security? And guess what he did? Yesterday, he validated the information I was getting, and he now wants to withdraw, without congressional approval, money from home health care that's paid out by Medicare. Now, what this will force Americans to do is to go into much steeper debt, because nursing home care, which would be the backup for this, is infinitely more expensive. Again, this is another example of Biden attacking America, making the most expensive option the only one available. Biden has put you, senior citizens, in his crosshairs and targeting you for expensive health care you can't afford. You will probably have to go without and therefore die earlier. Biden is showing himself to be a Fabian socialist. That's one of the five pillars of sociological theory. And basically the way this works is described by the founder, Herbert Spencer. He said that if people don't put more into society than they take out at any given time, and I'm quoting, they should be done away with. That's right. He's talking euthanasia. He's talking genocide. And if we look at the moves on those topics in Canada and the U.S., euthanasia is moving forward with breathtaking speed. They don't want elderly people here. Now, they forget the fact that it's the efforts of the elderly that put more into society than by far they took out. Now, at their end of their days and it's society's obligation to care for them, they're saying no. And Biden's beginning that first step attack by making health care, home health care, less expensive, unavailable, as opposed to nursing home care. How many ways do we have to come on here and show you Biden is after you and Trump was correct? They're not after me. They're after you. I'm just in the way. That's it for the Common Sense Show. Please share this far and wide. Thumbs up. Like us. Make sure that you're a member of the CommonSenseShow.tv, where we're dealing with these uncharted issues, never dealt with before, with this criminal administration. And we're doing it with people, in some cases, they have alphabet soup regime change experience in foreign countries. And they're telling you, this is the pattern, and this is what's happening now. Your options. This is where it's going. Your options. It's worth the price of admission, which is extremely low. We also get 5-star ratings on the world's major platforms. Sign up today, thecommonsenseshow.tv.
And there you have it. He's after Medicare. Biden's after Medicare. Another sign of the end times.
Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We have the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time, but we need your help. So whatever platform you're listening or watching us on, please subscribe to that platform. And also, too, please make sure that you share the work far and wide, because we need to wake people up. We need the sound of marching feet to defy the illegal and unconstitutional takeover of our government. And it's being imposed on your life. And I'll tell you, this particular news broadcast is going to really cut to the heart of what they're after. Now, next broadcast we're going to do, we're going to really break down CBDC. We'll lead up to that with this, but boy, this is really, really bad what they're doing. First of all, before we go there, let me just share with you that we are brought to you by Ageless Multi-Collagen. Here is question. Let me put this up here again. And this is a BioTrust product, which means it's well-researched, and you can find out how this product will make you more youthful, more energetic, and look younger. You can go to the research in layman's terms at healthwithdave.com. Let's talk about what's happening here. One, you're getting old because you're losing collagen. That's the primary reason. By the time you're middle age, you've lost over half. How do you get it back? Well, BioTrust has a unique proprietary process that works to do that. It's described for you at healthwithdave.com. Collagen back in your system. Your hair is not falling out like it was. You're not wrinkling like you were. But even more importantly, outside the vanity part of this, your muscles and joints work a lot better and you have better energy. This makes you more active, and that has great health benefits. So the spinoffs are really fantastic. They guarantee the results. This is why it's one of our most popular products. 60-day money-back guarantee, 53% off to get started. This is absolutely fantastic. Go to healthwithdave.com. That's healthwithdave.com. Well, we have such a disturbing turn of events here, ladies and gentlemen, with regard to banking in this country. And the federal government and the Federal Reserve are, first of all, they're not federal and they don't have reserves. Believe me, when the banks are in trouble, you ain't getting squat. Another topic for another time. But the reality is they're not federal either. They're dictatorial. And they were given that power in 1913. I saw a question and answer on the street by a reporter, and they're going around asking the question, where did America go bad? And one man, really astute, said, 1913. I knew exactly what he meant. The creation of the Federal Reserve and the economic dictatorship of this country. The credit unions are trying to resist the criminality of the Federal Reserve and the unconstitutional behavior, but they're fighting uphill, but they are trying. I'll say this, and this is why I'm in the process of transitioning all money out of the five major banks. Actually, I don't have five. I have one, but I'm transitioning money out of that into credit unions because that's almost your last line of defense. But I digress. Let me get down to brass tacks here. Now, you remember when the Biden administration wanted reports on your money actions, anything totaling over $600, which is virtually everything you do. And the people were in an uproar, and they said, okay, $10,000. And everybody said, oh, gee, the people won. No, they didn't, because they didn't take off one item. They monitor every digital transaction you have. So whether it's PayPal, Venmo, Square Cash, and other digital wallets, any transaction of $600 or more is reported to the IRS. Now, here's the problem you have. You might be John Q. Public, good taxpayer. You're paying those taxes on digital transfer of money dutifully, and you're following the law as best you can. But the problem is you have to hope that their 1099 on you matches what you pay. And I'll just give you one example. I'm a prime example of how you can fall between the cracks. It's June. We're approaching mid-June, and despite my protestations, Google has not provided me with a 1099. I've tried and I've tried and I tried, and I go onto their site, and the only thing I get to access is their last year's tax filing I did and what they did for me with 1099. You're saying you got to be kidding. No, no, Google. And there's nowhere to really complain. They're not customer friendly, as no other business is today. It's all AI, and this AI doesn't deal with this. So here I am stuck. Now, fortunately for me, the guy that does our taxes is a former IRS auditor, and we're working around that, and we have filed a complaint with the IRS. So we'll have to see where this goes. But here's the problem you have. If your report does not match up with what they say you got, and this is an untried, not reliable system yet, as I can attest to, what's going to happen? Well, let me remind you. Biden has commissioned 87,000 IRS agents who are armed. Do you think they're going to be sweet and friendly when they show up at your door? Are they going to come in like the FBI, kick your warrant down, and even if they have broken no laws, to intimidate you, will point the guns at your head and walk out with all your electronics? I'm telling you, the potential for abuse here is horrific. It's absolutely horrific, and I don't trust these new digital platforms. I haven't had any dealings with them. if everyone's experience is like mine has been with Google and tax reporting, you're going to have a problem. I'm expecting to hear from the IRS, and I've done nothing wrong. I've tried to comply with the law, but I'm not getting cooperation. And I guarantee you this is going to happen across the board because this is a new venture, and these big companies aren't customer-friendly. You can't call up Mrs. Secretary and say, hey, I didn't get my 1099 as required by law. There's no one to call. You leave a message and no one ever responds to you. And then you're a deficit with the IRS and you can subject their abuse. They can come in, they can confiscate your bank account, they can kick you out of your home and take control of the home, and they don't even have to even take you into court to do that. This is total tyranny. Total tyranny by the Biden administration. In our last broadcast, we talked about how they're empowering the cartels for a new revenue stream. Now they're setting up the government to abuse you financially. We have more on that, but we'll do it in our next broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to reach a decision point here. How much more are we going to take? And I got to tell you, too, I'm not really all that pissed off at Google. This is a new requirement. Now, I would like to think a company as big as they could comply with the law and do it immediately. But I think we're going to see this problem, not just with Google, but right on the line with every other one of these, from Venmo to PayPal, right on down the list. I think this is going to be a real common problem. And I'd like to know, have you had a problem like this? Are you going to get your door kicked in by the IRS? Interesting times we live in, aren't they? That's it for the Common Sense Show. Please share this far and wide. And also to let you know, we've got a really good TV show. Here we do the news. There we do in-depth documentaries. We bring in an expert from our panel that we have, and they help you navigate these uncharted waters we're in, because what was coming is no longer coming. It's already here, and we can help you with that. The CommonSenseShow.tv, we charge the price of bandwidth. We don't want to go broke, but we're not looking to make money, so it's really inexpensive. We're getting 5-star ratings on the world's major platforms. I was reading our numbers today, and I'm really kind of humbled at how big they are. It's a popular, popular show. And if you want in-depth information that you can use, that's where you want to be, thecommonsenseshow.tv.
And there you have it. Once again, now he's talking about that, yeah, if things like Google mess you up, not reporting an income that you have online, like, say, where you're getting money donated, like through PayPal or whatever, and it's not reported to the IRS. Yeah, federal agents could come to your door, and how they could be nasty. Once again, signs of the times. Signs of the times, the end times that we're living in. Definitely. And here we go with our next clip.
Hey, everybody. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that's freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you for joining us. You may remember very clearly when I was singing the praises of Chip Roy, who's one of the few people in Congress that deserves to be returned for another term because he stands up for what's right. And he was really upset about the draft and an element of the draft. Oh, yeah, there's a draft that just isn't active right now. We're going to talk about what's coming. There's a draft and there's a World War III. And we're moving in on both of those eventualities right now. It's even attracted a few other members of Congress. Oh, nothing will happen because the military-industrial complex just buys them all off with campaign donations and whatever else. But we're going to get into that right here on the Common Sense Show. We are brought to you by Ageless Multi-Collagen. Hey, look, we may be getting screwed. We may be losing our country. Not maybe, we are. But at least you can look good and feel good. You don't feel good and look good today, by your estimation, of course, because you're not getting the collagen you used to get. By the time you're middle age, you've lost over half of this. Now, this BioTrust product publishes the research on how they, and
only they have the proprietary process needed to blend five types of collagen into one that crosses the blood-brain barrier and says, we can replace that collagen. It's your own personal Ponce de Leon fountain of youth. Does it work? Well, they guarantee the results. 60-day money-back guarantee. They publish the science at healthwithdave.com. 51% off, free shipping. Go to healthwithdave.com. That's healthwithdave.com. I'm going to read to you something, then I'll give you a couple of congressional reactions to this. This is really disturbing, people. Read my lips. Your kids are going to get drafted, and they're going to get sent to war around the world, primarily at first, at least in Ukraine, probably later to fight China, but it's coming. Listen to this. Joe Biden, and he didn't write this, but it comes out of his office. By the authority vested in me as president of the Constitution and laws of the United States of America, including sections 121 and 12304 of Title 10 U.S. Code, I hereby determine it's necessary to augment the active armed forces of the United States for the effective conduct of Operation Atlantic Resolve in and around the United States European Command's area of responsibility. In furtherance of this operation, and under the stated authority, I hereby authorize the Secretary of Defense and the Secretary of Homeland Security with respect to the Coast Guard when it is not operating as a service under the Navy and their jurisdiction to order to active duty any units and any individual members not assigned to a unit to serve as a unit of the selected reserve or any member of the individual ready reserve mobilization category and designated as essential under regulations prescribed by the secretary concerned not to exceed 3,000 total members at any one time. Do I see a sending, a calling up of reserves, 3,000, and sending them into the conflict? You're damn right. You're absolutely correct if you believe that. Chip Roy was furious. He, first of all, didn't think we really needed to have a draft. But he focused on the fact that the draft had been altered by a Democratic Congress and president to include women. And I would encourage you, and if you don't do it, I'll come back and do it for you tomorrow, to review Executive Order 13603. It's still on the books, Obama 2011, basically making you slaves to the military-industrial complex. Your life will last as long as they say it will. Our kids are soon going to be drafted. World War III will soon happen. This was the declaration. Now, there's a few members in Congress that say that they want to invoke the War Powers Act, which should be the operating dogma here guiding this conflict, but it's not. Biden's just doing what he wants to do when he wants to do it without regard to the law. He's a dictator. We have covered that over and over again, and no one is safe. Now, I will say this to you young ladies over 18, don't submit. Don't submit to a draft. And to you young men, I tell you the same thing. We are not here to fight endless wars, to fatten the coffers of the military-industrial complex that in turn pays money out to members of our government so they can stay in power in perpetuity. We are not here for that purpose. Our kids are not your collateral. And you will never get their hands on them. And we will basically fight against this with every fiber in our being. No war in Ukraine. Biden has lied about everything. Oh, we'll never send the A1 Abrams tank. That'd be provocative. We sent the A1's Abrams tank. We don't want regime change. We want regime change. We won't send the F-16s. They sent the F-16s. We'll never send troops into conflict. They're already there, and now they're growing. He is a professional criminal and a liar. And so is his entire administration. In the words of Nancy Reagan, just say no. That's it for the Common Sense Show. Please share this far and wide. Thumbs up. Like us. Make sure you become a member of what we do really well, thecommonsenseshow.tv, for the very best in investigative reporting.
And so there you have it. Once again, talking about possible World War III. another sign of the end times, because it does talk about wars and rumors of wars being in the last days. And we have two other clips, and we'll check them out. But as we approach the last clip, let me give you forewarning. It's something very interesting. It talks about the Pope and how he wants to do away with people like me, like Brother Six, and many of you out there who happen to have disabilities. So stay tuned for that. But first, we got this other clip just before that, and let's check it out.
We have a lot of smoke, but we may not have much fire. But when you hear the name George Soros, I think of destruction, hate America, take America down. Oh, my goodness, ladies and gentlemen. We got Gary Gensler, the head of the SEC, dead to right. He's trying to cover up who he's meeting with. He's changed his calendar, even forgetting that people will make copies. That's right. And who is he hiding from the public who he's meeting with? And what could it possibly be about? We're going to explore that right here on the Common Sense Show. My name is Dave Hodges. I'm the host. We're the show that's bringing America one enslaved mind at a time. If you are new to the Common Sense Show, please subscribe, leave the notifications tab open, and join a group of nearly 200,000 Americans who've had enough. We're taking our country back. We are brought to you by Trade Genius. And Trade Genius is brought to you by a friend of mine, Bob Kudla, former Army officer, but he's also been a corporate head of two Fortune 500 companies. And on the side, he developed this business interest of just trading. And he developed algorithms connected to it. It attracted the attention of his friends, and they started doing this together. And pretty soon they were doing so well, they said, let's take this public. And that was the birth of Trade Genius. And it's the birth of your opportunity. Because right now, Trade Genius brings people in. They have to purchase their way in by buying the non-bundled teaching items. Very simple protocols you follow through, little vignettes. But once you do that, and then you have the advice of the people who are senior members, you're going to be off and making money. It's a fantastic opportunity. And a lot of people from our audience are turning this into first income, second income opportunities, outrunning inflation. And let me give you some numbers. They have not been below 80% return on investment for the last several years. They win 2 out of 3 trades. No one else can say this. And this is what Bob developed with his friends. And he said, well, we went public. And now he helps the average person outrun inflation, make money, by playing the right side of the volatility of the stock market. And you're saying, oh, I don't want the stock market. You want to make money? You need to pay attention to this. You owe it to yourself to at least look at this. Because people have said to me, well, what's the best opportunity out there right now? Well, of course, buying precious metals, yes. But I'll be honest with you, totally honest, if you're looking for something that's more permanent, that stood the test of time, Trade Genius is where it's at. So how do you get a hold of them? Go to TradeGenius.com, TradeGeniusAcademy.com as well. Links in the description box. But listen to this. They are giving you 60% off these non-bundled teaching items until Saturday. 60% off. Coupon code is CYBER, and this is your ticket in. Join the group of a growing number of people from our audience that have gone to Trade Genius, and they're making money hand over fist. All right. Who controls Gary Gensler and the Security and Exchange Commission, as we brought up? He has had meetings with several. Hillary Clinton wiped off the books. He's had meetings with Nancy Pelosi, wiped off the books. Was she sober? He's had meetings with Chuck Schumer, wiped off the books. What are they hiding? But listen to this. The biggest one that got my attention is he's had several meetings with who? The man who hates America and wants to take America down and has said so. George Soros. The man who's single-handedly responsible for dismantling the legal system in blue states by controlling who gets elected to the DA positions with no cash bail and all that nonsense there. Well, that's who's been meeting with the SEC. And I'm starting are under the mandates of the Great Reset, and you got to build back better, just using these phrases that Biden has used that come from the World Economic Forum, doesn't that imply that you have to take something down so you can build it back better? And if this wasn't a movement in progress or at least being planned or discussed, then why would Gensler have to hide the fact that he's met with Pelosi and Schumer and Hillary Clinton and George Soros? Why would he try to hide that? This is a very good question. Do you not agree? I think it's one that bears further examination. Thank you for joining us. We are the Common Sense Show, and we really want you to join our TV show, because for less than the price of one of these per month, we're paying for bandwidth, folks. We're not making money on this venture. We want you to have the knowledge of our panel of experts and how they can provide to you health, finance, politics. All these things are covered, but the central theme is this: how do you adapt to the collapsing nature of America? You're going to all take hits. We all are. But if you planned it right, you can get through this and still be relatively intact, and we can help with that. TheCommonSenseShow.tv. Sign up today.
And so, there you have it. Talking about the last days, this guy is also a part of the problem. He's meeting with all these people and plotting and planning with the FCC, or FTC, I think he said. So he's just being a dirty, rotten buzzard as well. Well, finally, here comes the clip that we're all waiting for. The Pope himself is being a dirty, rotten buzzard. He wants to get rid of people that have inconveniences. Now, you'd think, of all people, he would not be into something like that. He'd want to love everybody equally, but not the Pope. Here's what he had to say.
Well, I've read this account in four different places today, and it has to do with the Pope. And I'm not in the habit of picking on the Pope except when he steps over the line and espouses anti-Christian doctrine, which he does quite a bit, and I have to pick and choose because I could really do a piece a day on him. Anyway, let's talk about what the Pope said. It's scary. But not surprising, because I've covered his descriptive philosophy. I just never linked it to him. And what's scary is, how many Catholics does he oversee? Catholic people, no disrespect intended, you better pay attention to what this Pope is saying. My name is Dave Hodges. I'm the host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And I'm going to try to hang in there with my voice. A little high-pitched, squeaky. I got allergies going on. But, hey, evil doesn't take a day off. Neither can we. Hey, we are brought to you by the best durable food company in the world, My Patriot Supply. Well, the clamps are coming down on CBDC, and that's just one way they're going to take your food away from you. When phase one turns into two through five, they're done. They'll tell you what you're going to eat and in how much. Are you paying attention to this? This is incredible. Well, then we also got the farm seizure programs going on. Oh, my gosh. It's just too much to go into right now, because I don't want to distract from the main message here. But the reality is, they're coming after your food supply so they can control you. You need to get as much storable food right now as you can, while you can, or you'll be in a Biden breadline, i.e. rioting through the streets because you didn't prepare. And I'm sorry to be so blunt, but that's a fact. So go to preparewithdave.com for restaurant quality food, 2,000 calories per day, lots of diversity in the food, so you won't get sick of eating the same thing. Do it now. Lots of specials involved. 2,000 calories per day. Preparewithdave.com is where you go. Preparewithdave.com. All right. Fabian socialism. You've heard me talk about this, and you followed us. Fabian socialism was developed in the 19th century by the retrograde Herbert Spencer. And he believed very much in an autocratic government. He was in an Alexander Hamilton on steroids, where he felt the common man was so stupid they could not rule their own affairs and they had to be micromanaged. And when that particular group used up their usefulness to society and they were taking out more than they were putting in, then it was time to do away with them. Do you see anything like that in Christian theology? Do you see anywhere in the Bible where it says, well, when you've outlived your usefulness and you're still kind of hanging on, that society should do away with you? Have you ever seen that in the Bible? Before you say yes, you're going to be severely challenged if you don't list scripture where I can go and validate, our audience can go and validate, because I'm telling you, that does not exist. But the Pope is just making up his own rules. In the name of saving the planet from climate change, this is how he prefaced it, that it's time to euthanize the disabled. First of all, I would like to see some scientific data that if we got rid of, I don't know, what, 50 million disabled people, how that would help improve the quality of life on the planet. And let me ask you this, if we're living through Fabian socialism means, don't you think that you get to have some credits here? You take someone who's 80 years old and they're walking with a cane and they're in a rest home. The kids visit them, their adult children, grandchildren visit them once a week. They formed relationships there. Maybe they owned a small business. They got a college degree. They hired people. They produce kids who are successful, that contribute greatly to society. Do you not build up a credit? Do you not? Haven't the elderly in our society given us the quality of life that we have, the technology that's been developed, the transmission of knowledge? Isn't that worth anything to these people? The answer is no. It's what have you done for me lately? Now, it's one thing to have that attitude in professional sports, where we saw Mike Budenholzer, the coach of the Milwaukee Bucks, who won a title 2 years ago, NBA title, lost his best player for the better part of the first round series they were in, and they fired the coach because they lost the series. People were shaking their head on that one. And then Monty Williams, the coach of the Phoenix Suns, heard this a lot in our local media, took a devastated team that hadn't won in 10 years under a horrible reprobate owner. Personal opinion, Robert. You and I have had discussions. And nearly made the playoffs his first year. Missed by one game. People go, whoa, we weren't expecting this. Then they made a big trade. They went to the NBA Finals. And both of those coaches in the finals fired. Okay, that's fine. That's sports. But this is what this Pope wants to do to people who are disabled. It's called depopulation. He's hiding the agenda. There's obfuscation involved. This is a horrible, horrible situation. Just thought you had a right to know. Now, average person on the street has this view. I'm not going to touch it. But this is the Pope that has influence. It's one of the three or major religions. This is terrible. The Catholic Church in this country, the leadership, the priest, the bishop, they need to distance themselves from this guy. He's not a Christian. That's it for the Common Sense Show. Please share this far and wide. Thumbs up, like us. Make sure that you become a member of what we do really well, thecommonsenseshow.tv, for the very best in investigative reporting.
Well, obviously that Pope forgot what it said in Exodus chapter 20, as well as Deuteronomy chapter 5, as well as what Jesus said. Thou shalt not kill.
Not to mention he forgot what Jesus also said. As ye would that men should do ye to them likewise, for this is the law and the prophets. And whatsoever you do to the least of these, my brethren, you do unto me. He obviously forgot that. But, once again, proof we are living in the last times. Because they said, the Bible says, that they would take those that meant nothing, and they would just oust them. If you meant nothing, well, bye. It made it very plain that if you were poor, if you were downtrodden, the Bible made it very plain. James chapter 2. If you're poor, well, shove you off in the back corner of the church. They did it in Jesus' day, so it's not going to be any less common in the last days. And it's true. And you want proof that it's going to happen in the last days? Read Revelation chapter 3, verses 14 to 21. Right there. It says, they said they're rich and increased with goods and had need of nothing. Well, how did that church get rich and increased with good and had need of nothing? Well, it wasn't because they sit there and said, hey, to the poor brother, come on in, sit right down. It's because they took the poor brother and kicked him out the door because he didn't have no money, and they said to the guy who had lots of money, come on in, brother. Even though that guy probably didn't have no more care for his fellow man and didn't have no more Jesus in him than the man in the moon. Amen. Amen. It's the truth. That's how a church gets rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing. Because they're more concentrated on, hey, give me my 10%. Hey, God is going to make you rich and increased. God's going to make you rich. God's going to make you prosper. God's going to make you wealthy. All you got to do is, the minute you accept Christ, oh yeah, he's going to make you prosper and be rich and increased with goods, and he's going to make you have need of nothing. Sound like anything familiar? Yeah, the last day sounds just like what you're hearing today. Sounds like most of the preachers you hear today on the televangelist show. Accept Christ, and all of a sudden everything's going to be fine. Jesus was never poor. Jesus had a one-piece robe, so that proved he was never poor. Excuse me. Jesus slept with the poor. Jesus didn't have a house. Jesus had no place to lay his head. He very clearly made that plain. He says, the Son of Man hath no place to lay his head. When you say you have no place to lay your head, you're saying you're homeless. It means you're poor. Jesus didn't say he owned anything. The only thing he owned was the clothes on his back. Okay, so what? He owned a garment that was all of one weave. He may have gotten that from his father. That may have been a hand-me-down, buddy. That didn't mean he went out and bought it. Didn't mean Jesus was rich. Just because Judas carried the bag that people gave money to the disciples didn't mean Jesus had the money. Remember, he sent Peter to the creek to do the fishing to pay the temple tax. He didn't tell him go over to Judas and get the temple tax now, did he? And he didn't hand Judas the money. He said he didn't hand Peter the money himself. He sent Peter fishing. So if Jesus was so rich, why didn't he hand Peter the money for the temple tax? Or why didn't he go over there and pay it himself? No. Jesus was rich, but not in earthly goods, but in spiritual goods. They were spiritual, not physical. Yeah, Jesus owned this earth because it was he was the one who created it. But he's not going to take over this earth. He's not going to take possession, not until the millennial reign. Until then, he has not taken possession yet. So everybody with this healthy, wealthy, name it, claim it, stab it, grab it, my name is Jimmy, I'll take all you can give me, gospel, they're wrong. And that's the problem. And so when someone comes into church that doesn't measure up, they're disabled, they got a problem, oh, well, they're poor, let's kick them out. Or if they do treat him, oh, well, we got a clothing bank. Excuse me, what are you handing him? Something you wore 20 years ago? I don't see you taking that person down there to Macy's and buying him a brand new $500-$600 suit. Now, do you, pal? Ooh, the rich boys got quiet on that point now, didn't they? I don't see you taking them over there to the shoe shop and buying them an $800 pair of shoes. No, you'll take them to your clothing bank and hand them a pair of shoes that's on the shelf that were given to that clothing bank, and those shoes probably cost somebody only $25, and they've been worn for about 5 years, and they've probably only got maybe less than a year left on them. And, oh, well, I got a notch on my gun now. I got a notch on my belt because I took care of and helped a poor person. Is that what you would hand Jesus? Is that the way you would treat Jesus if he walked into your church? You know, the song, If Jesus Came to Your House, also applies to if Jesus came to your church. If Jesus came to your church to spend a day or two, if he came unexpected, just dropped in on you. Oh, I know you'd give your best pew to such an honored guest. And yes, the food in your soup kitchen you'd offer would be the very best. And you'd keep assuring him you're glad to have him there, that serving him in your church is joy beyond compare. But would you meet him when you saw him coming? Would you meet him at the door with outstretched arms with welcome to your heavenly visitor? Or would you have to change your clothes before you let him in? Would you have to change the little things in your track rack and put gospel tracks where they'd been? Would you turn off that worldly music and put some good gospel music in its place? Would you let Jesus walk right in? Or would you rush about? And I wonder if Jesus came to spend a week or two, would you go right on doing the things you always do? Would you go right on saying the things you always say? Would your church services go on doing as they do from week to week? Would you be glad to have, and would you
have the friends you always have and say the things you say? Or would you tell them just to stay away? And then would you be glad to have him stay forever on and on? Or would you sigh with great relief when at last finally he was gone? Yes, it might be interesting to know the things you would do if Jesus came to your church personally to spend some time with you. You know, it would be interesting. Oh yeah, you wouldn't go and take him into some little cheapo clothing bank. You'd take him to Macy's. You would buy him a $5,000 suit. You'd take him to the shoe store. You'd find the best shoe store you could find. You'd buy him alligator shoes that cost $5,000 per shoe. Oh, yes, you would, and don't tell me you wouldn't. But just because of some poor person, you don't. Well, remember, what you do to the least of these, my brethren, you did to me, is what Jesus said in Matthew 25:40. So, you already did it to Christ. A very hard point to consider. Well, to those out there who don't know Christ, let me give you this opportunity. Remember, you can't live up to God's holy law. You've lied, you've stolen, you've cheated, you've committed adultery, you've not served God as you should. Because the Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, but God also said that he loved you enough to come to die for you, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So you, dear sinner, he died for you. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. This is your time. We're going to give this invitation song. And during this song, remember, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So let this day be your day. Please get in contact with us so we can rejoice with you in your newfound joy.
Thank you.
say peace to your soul. Amen. All right, Sister Ruth, who do we got left with us on the board? If they have any questions or comments, this is the time.
Now go check and see.
Amen.
Well, we got the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, band of angels, you and me.
All right. Well, do you have any questions or comments, Ruth? I know you being a Bible prophecy person, I know you might have something.
Yeah, I really enjoyed every bit of this, including your message. The clips, though, some of them, I could see why my study with Howard Estep would come clear here. A lot of the stuff, like, for example, Revelation 3:10 wasn't brought in, where I really believe what the word says, that he's going to keep us from the hour of temptation, which will come upon all the earth. And here, they didn't even put that in there. But that is a really good scripture, because a lot of people don't think we're going to make it that way. It's because the Lord's going to come. He's coming. And get your head on straight. 1 Thessalonians 4:16-18. The Lord will be sent from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we that remain shall be caught up together, meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. And I'm excited. I know you are, and I know Emily is. She probably had to go, but anyway, I just praise the Lord for what, you know, was on tonight. I just really enjoyed this whole thing.
Well, it wasn't my intent to not point out that the fact that the rapture is coming, Ruth. That wasn't my point. My point was that we are living in the last days, and that we are so close that beware that we are, because these are very clear signs that, I mean, we're talking about things that obviously are going to be pointing into the actual tribulation period. So because they are, in order for the tribulation period to happen, what must happen first? The rapture. So, I mean, with that, that tells us, hey, since these are signs of things that will happen in the tribulation, well, if those are signs of things that are supposed to really culminate in the tribulation, then you know the rapture has got to be happening. Woo! Close.
I wasn't criticizing, hon.
No. You were just making a comment.
Yeah,
which...
I think we should bring in the rapture of the church, because I really believe we are coming toward to that, and that's what you're trying to show. I know you were trying to show that.
Right. But that's my point. So, I mean, so that should give us comfort knowing that. So, I mean, we are really close. I mean, we are in the last days. That's why I was saying we are in the last days. I didn't say we are in the tribulation. I said we are in the last days. That was my message title. We are in the last days. So, I mean, we're close. Very close. I mean, it could happen any time by the signs of everything that's there. I mean, everything that I showed shows we are so close. I mean, it could happen tonight. It could happen tomorrow. It could happen next week. It could happen within a year. I mean, it could happen any time, because they're talking about this CBDC. They're talking 2030. Well, 2030, this is already 2023. That's 7 years. Actually, 6.5 now. 6.5 from here.
We might all live to see that are alive now. I mean, some of us could make it. I mean, I may be 64, but that doesn't add a lot of time. I mean, most of my family lived to be over 90. So very likely I'll make it.
But there you go. So, I mean, you're talking only 6.5 years. So if that be the case, and then they're talking about rumors that are talking about the temple in 2033, I mean, that's what? You add another on top of that 6 years, another 3 years on top of that, that's only another 9.5 years. So, I mean, we're talking, those are really the only main prophecies that have to happen for the tribulation to be here. So that tells you, if that be the case, we're talking rapture has to happen quick. So we're going to be here. So that's my point. So we are living in the last days. All
well,
right,
I even argued with somebody you know well, the best person thinks that we're going to have to live through the tribulation, you have our heads cut off and the whole deal. He doesn't even understand what the Bible says.
Well, let's put it this way. The next few years, next 10 years, will prove one way or another. That's all I could say. It will prove it one way or another. We'll find out who's right. If we end up having to live through it, then we'll know he was right. If we don't and we're raptured out of here, then he'll know we were right. All right. Well, it goes like this. Ruth, give us a closing prayer, and we'll be out of here today. But once again, want to remind everybody, get your iHeartRadio app. Once you downloaded that, then type in Six Eyes Radio on your iHeartRadio app, and you'll have two options, Six Eyes Radio and Six Eyes Radio Network 2. Be sure to subscribe to both. That way you'll have all the great programming on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Amen.
Well, Lord, we thank you for the program today. I enjoyed the preaching and all those clips. I'm just glad to know that you are coming soon, and we just don't know the day or the hour. But I'm just excited about the fact that I believe you could come any minute. And I'm just looking forward to it. So best thing to do is what the word says. We're supposed to be happy. We're not supposed to be sad. So I forget the scripture where it talks about that, but my husband's more of a first in the Bible than me. So just want to praise and bless your name and thank you for everything today, and hope everybody in those over 100 countries had a good time too. So we love you. Amen.